My name's Lorna and I'm one of the media coordinators at The Cable. Over the period of the last 3 months or so, I've mainly concentrated on researching aspects of the academy system in Bristol, which started off by just mapping what it's looking like. And it turns out that Bristol has way more academies than other local authorities. It's one of the local authorities with the highest number. The article in Edition 8 kind of introduces some of the controversial aspects of academies. When I started looking at it back in the spring, it was when the Education Secretary Nicky Morgan had announced a plan to force all schools to convert, which she then later U-turned on, which really brought it to many people's attention. And so it seemed like it hadn't really been scrutinised enough. That was the jumping off point. I'm mainly interested in public services and cuts and austerity and things like that. So, like with the last issue, we looked at social care, and I'm still looking at social care. Now it's schools. I've always done quite a lot of my writing about the organisation of public services and the funding of it and how they're affected by cuts and things like that. First of all, I just put out a couple of articles online, which was mapping how many schools in Bristol are academies compared to local authority maintained schools, and when did they convert, and looking at this really fast rate of conversion that's happened over the last few years. And I did a similar exercise for primaries, which is less dominated by the academy system so far, and tried to crowdsource information from parents, guardians of children, staff, professionals, and anyone who might have a bit of information about what's going on under the surface in all of these schools. We got several replies from parents mainly, along with a couple of members of staff on an online form, things that they've heard and things that they're aware of that are happening, for example, in their child's school. If there's 150 or something primary schools in Bristol, I'm not sure of that figure exactly, there's no way that you as a journalist could know what's happening in every place. So it makes sense to just try and make those connections and make it easy for people who are concerned about something to come forward and let's say someone at The Cable know who's wants to go out and research these things. It's challenging to get enough people to respond, and I also found that many of the people, for very understandable reasons, did choose to be anonymous. So then it's a question of how do you kind of go back and try and verify things or get a bit more information about it. But I definitely think crowdsourcing information is something that we'll do a lot more of in the future at The Cable. In the process of digging up, hopefully, more information about some of the things I've been looking into, and there's certainly a lot more digging to do. Another article that's going to be in the next issue is about exclusions, which means people being expelled from the school, and how much accountability is there, say, in academies who are doing that. And there's also things about special educational needs teaching. There's a lot of question marks about where that will fit in a sort of fully academised system. There's new positions since the rush to academise, such as schools commissioners, regional schools commissioners, whose job it is to go out and support and encourage schools to become academies. We don't really know yet, and it seems like a lot of people in the education sector also don't know yet who really are these people and what will this position end up actually doing. It's all a bit chaotic and a bit up in the air, and I think that's how a lot of people feel like in the teaching profession and who work in education. It's certainly a lot of ongoing stories.